You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Mambo Italiano, hey, hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano, go, go, go. You mixed up a Siciliano, all you Calabrese do the Mambo like a crazy with a hey, Mambo. Don't wanna tarantala, hey, hey, Mambo.
You know, of all the things that I did for the last, well, 2 weeks, I think overall, but, you know, 10 days in Italy, not a lot of, like, didn't go out to, like, a lot of music and dancing, so I like it. It's great, because I think about, like, going into these places at night and having a chance to listen to some of the great Italian music, but that wasn't really what the trip was all about, could have. It was just having a great time in all these different cities and exploring an incredibly beautiful country. Back from Italy, the motherland, here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show today. Sal Capaccio with you 2 days before Buffalo Bills training camp begins. I mean, there's a lot going on. It's like bing, bang, boom. Back from Italy, on the radio, getting back to training camp on Wednesday. It is here. The offseason is over. Can we say that? Is the offseason over? I think so, right?
We had this discussion while you were gone.
Oh, okay.
Of what marks the end of the offseason. Is it the Hall of Fame game? Is it the start of training camp? Is it when rookies report? Is it end of preseason? Like,
no, offseason is, if you're in training camp, it's the season is starting. It's not the offseason. Like, if you said offseason additions for the Bills, like, that's before training camp, right? I mean, I think that's how you have to look at it. So either way, however you want to count it, you can massage it in your own head however you want. I know the bottom line is that 48 hours from now, the Bills are on the practice field. Think about that for a second. I mean, it's going to happen Wednesday, 9:15 a.m. We're going to hear from Sean McDermott, 9:45 a.m. The team will be on the practice field. And, of course, we're going to have full coverage for you along the way on WGR Sports Radio 550. Where to start today? A lot going on. I do have to recap a little bit of the Italy trip in a couple of fun ways for you, just to kind of share a couple of fun stories along the way. Also, though, want to set up today's show because we got a lot going on today. At 10:30 a.m., it's our weekly visit with Sal Majorana. Speaking of Italian, a couple of Sals coming your way here today, as we normally do, on the heels of the All-Star Game swing-off that I was not in the country for and saw when I woke up that morning, like, oh my God, what was this swing-off they did? On the heels of the Yankees getting a 2 out of 3 with the Braves and now a monster, monster series tonight in Toronto between the Yankees and Blue Jays. And of course, Sal will be out in Rochester, Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. He will be covering the Bills as he does all the time and has for many years. And we're going to talk with Sal because it's a perfect time to talk to him about being in Rochester for training camp. What that has liked, how it's changed over the years. We got a lot on the table with Sal. And then at 11 a.m., my buddy Josh Reed's going to join me from here in Buffalo, WIVB-TV, sports director, Channel 4 in Buffalo. Buffalo Kickoff Live begins another season. I'll be a part of that with the show going on this year on television. And we're going to be out at training camp covering everything for WGR along the way, of course, every single day. WGR550.com. I have this morning my one storyline for each offensive position group. One storyline for each offensive position group. Tomorrow, later today, actually, I'll have one storyline for each defensive position group. So check that out. Quarterback, running back, wide receiver, a storyline going into camp. This isn't as much about camp battles. Yeah, it might be a storyline, but what is the storyline at each position going in? One, there's probably multiple for some positions, but check that out at WGR550.com. I'd really appreciate that. All right, so Sal at 10:30, Josh at 11. You along the way, 803-0550 if you want to jump on board. Italy was amazing. Absolutely amazing. Had a great time. Did not have any issues, troubles, traveling. I will tell you, we did this whole thing. This was, 6 months ago? We started promoting Go to Italy with Sal Capaccio, Colette Travel, Travel Brilliant. I'm telling you, thank you so much to them, to Odyssey, to an incredible account executive who works here named Stephanie Dulski, who just did so much work along the way with this to help put this together. She was amazing. My bosses here, Tim Wenger, Alan Davis, everybody just the support that was put behind it, and then the ultimate, you know, trip itself with the people that I met, the people that were there, just amazing. Incredible. And what a great time. It truly was like at the end of, you know, at the end of like a summer camp, a weekly camp, Josh, where you're like, you met all these great new friends. You're like, I don't want to leave. Stay in touch. Right. That kind of thing. That's the way it was. All these people I was with. Never met any of them until went on this trip. It was so cool. No issues at all. Everything was great. It's like, you know, have your bags out at 7 a.m. We're going to go to the next city. They put them on the bus. You don't have to touch them. You go to breakfast. Then you get on the bus. You go to the next city. You're there. Like, tour the city that day. You have walking tours. We have dinners, all that kind of stuff. But on the way home, we did have a little bit of travel issue. It worked out fine, but it was very stressful. So I just got Nexus like last month. Nexus is awesome, right? It's TSA. Like TSA pre-check, like, but with you go into, you know what I mean? When you go up through the border in Canada and go over the Peace Bridge or whatever, Nexus. So I just got Nexus. So we had to fly from Milan to Montreal to Toronto. But when we flew Milan, Montreal, Toronto, it was one boarding pass. I don't know why they only give us one boarding pass for two flights, but that's what they did. And they said, yeah, when you get there, it's pretty much you just go to the next flight. And you have to get off because you are in a new country and you have to go through customs. But at the same time, it was, even though it was one boarding pass, it was two flights, it was, you know, going through this big airport in Montreal. So we get there and they said, you know how, Josh, when you travel to a city and you have a stop, your bags go to your final destination, right? So if you say you're going from Buffalo to LA, but you got to stop at Chicago, you don't worry about Chicago. Your bags will be in LA with you. So they told us, yep, don't worry, your bags will be in Toronto. We land in Montreal. I'm like, oh, I have Nexus now. So I said, you know, can I? The guy's like, oh, yeah, go up to this line here. Luckily, I did that. And I went ahead of like a lot of the people in the group because I had Nexus and they didn't. Because after I went through Nexus, I then went to the Air Canada counter and said, hey, am I in the right spot? Where do I go for my next flight? And the guy says, well, you got to get your luggage first. I'm like, no, I don't. I'm in that's going to be in Toronto. He says, no, you got to get your luggage first. You don't understand. There was an internet outage while you were in the air and it affected all the baggage. So you got to get your luggage. I'm like, this does not make sense. You're telling me that my luggage won't be at the final destination. I have to pick it up now. No, nobody in our flight knew this. They were not told. We were all told the luggage would be in Toronto. So now I'm scrambling and calling. And thank God, the reason I tell you about Nexus is thank God I went ahead because I had then had to call all of the, like, I had to call a couple of people in our group and say, you got to pick up your luggage. And we did. And we had to go find the luggage. It luckily was there. A couple of people actually did miss their luggage. It wasn't there. They had to fill out forms. We grab all our luggage in Montreal, get on a flight to Toronto. By the time we got to the flight that was a little bit late, they had to whisk us through and they wouldn't accept our one boarding pass because we only had one boarding pass, like I said, not two. So then we do another counter. By the time we get in there, they put our luggage on. We get to Toronto and they said, yeah, but you got on that flight so late, your luggage is coming on the next flight. So we all hung out in Toronto for like an hour and a half, waited for our next flight to come in. All's well that ends well. Get our baggage. It was totally cool. Just spent an extra hour and a half with everybody. Got picked up, drove back. But that was the only like travel issue we had. Otherwise, amazing experience traveling in Italy with Colette and the buses and all that.
That okay? sounds so stressful.
It was amazingly stressful.
Yeah.
And some people actually stayed an extra day or two. We came back. And then they had an issue, I think, coming back with a couple of flight delays. Okay. But I have to tell you, and I want to ask you a question, Josh. And this is a great question for anybody out there, because I think we live in a society in a day and age where I can't imagine anybody could go very long without like technology, and especially a cell phone. How long could you go in your personal life? I know your work life, you have to use it. But without having to use it for work, how long could you go without having internet or a cell phone?
I actually kind of found this out earlier in the spring when I did my little hiking excursion with my friends. I did the backpacking thing, and we lost connection like basically as soon as we parked the car. So I didn't have any internet connection for about 72 hours, and it was great. Like I think I could have gone.
You weren't stressed out?
Not really, no. I mean, I was actually I was a little more excited to be like, oh, I wonder if anything's happened while I've been disconnected, you know? The only thing I didn't like was I couldn't, like, check in with, like, my girlfriend or my parents, be like, hey, I'm alive, I'm okay, you know? And they were a little, like, you know, not concerned, but they were kind of wondering how I was doing. So there is that part of it where it's like, that connectivity is nice. But I think I could have gone longer than that too. I think I could have made it farther than 3 days.
But at some point, you're like, I gotta be able to.
Yeah, at some point, you're like, okay, well, I want to check in on things.
I want to give a shout out to a woman. She's I'm guessing I think in her early 70s, a little bit older. She's on our trip. She's a WGR listener, Bills fan. Her name is Kathy. Kathy's never owned a cell phone. Still does not. Does not go online. Does not use the internet. And she was on our trip. She heard the ad on the radio and said, I'm going to do this. She contacted the people, however she did. She just doesn't have a cell phone. I don't know, but this is what she did. She went on our trip with us. And it was fascinating because she had no cell phone to contact her. She had no internet. When we got to the airport, she's like, I have to go get my boarding pass, like go up to the counter. And I'm like, oh, no, you check in on your phone. She said, I don't do that. I don't know how to do that. I don't have an ability to do that. And it was incredible. And I want to say shout out to Kathy. It was great. It was I loved spending time with Kathy, just knowing that she's just loving life without having to worry about and think about any of that. Right?
That's really cool.
Yes.
Like, especially nowadays, like there are some things you need to have a phone for like, and she just kind of figures it out.
Yeah, it was amazing. So it That's just goes awesome. To show you. So shout out to Kathy for that. First night we're there, have this dinner. I get up, I talk to people. Hey, thanks for coming. Sal Capaccio, WGR. I know a lot of you, but we had this other group of people that were there with us that kind of booked separately, but were part of our group. After I talk, this woman comes up to me and says, so you work at WGR in Buffalo? I said, yeah, she wasn't part of our group. They were just part of another group that was with us. I said, yeah. She said, so you know Alan Davis? I said, yes, that's my boss. He's our program director here, our brand manager, WGR. And she said, well, I am his wife's best friend since fourth grade. I live in Iowa, and we are big supporters of the 11-day power play.
Wow.
How random is this?
You got to go all the way around the world.
Peggy and Tom. So Peggy and Tom, it was awesome spending time with them, getting to know them. It was great. We had a lot of laughs. I can't believe it. I sent a message back to our boss, Alan, his wife, Tammy, and said, you're not going to believe this. And they were blown away. And if you really want to know how small of a world this is, we're in Florence, walking through a street in Florence. A man stops our group and says, hey, Bills fans, sees a guy wearing, one of our people wearing a Bills logo, a polo shirt. Oh, Bills fans, hey, go Bills. We said, oh, are you a Bills fan? He says, I'm actually one of the new minority owners with Terry Pegula. He just happened to be in Florence walking at that time. His name is Mike Jew. And I was blown away. I looked him up. I'm like, there he is. His picture's right there on the page. And it was amazing. That, folks, is a small world. I love it. Don't need to continue all the things that happened in Italy, but along the way, I might share a story or two that come to mind that was really cool. Like making our own pasta, and my son Max literally made his own bow tie pasta when no one did, and I was blown away that he was able to do it and figure it out. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This is great. And they were like, oh, can you want a job at this restaurant? He's got to come back, though. Let's go to Joe in Niagara Falls. Joe has a question. Hi, Joe. You're on WGR.
Hey, how you doing? You know what? I do airport transportation to Toronto, back and forth. Okay.
Yep.
And you're talking about some of your stories, and it's so funny because the last group of people I brought back from Toronto said they went to, they made pasta. I go, you're Italian. Well, in Italy, making macaroni, right? And they're laughing. They missed your connecting flights from, I forgot what city, to Rome. And they ended up, lucky they had the insurance. But you're talking about the cell phones. Thank God they got a hold of me.
Yeah.
To tell me, listen, they text me, he goes, don't leave Niagara Falls, because we're stuck in Rome. We'll text you when we're getting out of Rome. But I do this transportation. Now, were you on a bus coming back?
Yeah, we had it all taken care of. We had a transportation here.
Horrendous. Now, did you download the app? This is for any of your listeners, called ArriveCan. Did you have that app?
No, we had our app through our travel company that we use, Colette. They had a great app that we used.
This app is called ArriveCan. It's for anybody listening. You're 5 minutes in customs, you're out. Everything's done instantly. You're not going through customs. It's all done through this app.
Yeah.
It's called ArriveCan.
Okay.
And it's amazing how fast they got out of that airport to my car.
Joe, I tell you, it was But everything, I mean, the driver, he waited, you know, he waited that time. I called. Thank you, Joe, for the call. And he was really great about waiting for us, you know, when we were up in Toronto. And it was cool. I mean, I was just spending a little more time with our friends who were up there. I mean, I'm leaving out so many people I met that had a great time with, and a couple of different Rons. One's in Orlando, one's in Rochester. I mean, it was just amazing. Great time. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. And can't wait to do it again in some way, shape, or form. So you never know, right? Make sure you're listening for something like that to happen again. Bills do open training camp on Wednesday. I will be there along with a lot of other media on hand and along with Hard Knocks. One of the things that I just keep forgetting about is that Hard Knocks is going to be a part of training camp. And they're going to be filming every day. And we're going to see stories, storylines, and things maybe that we're not thinking of that wind up happening. I think about Joe Shane and the Giants and the Hard Knocks offseason. And it was a disaster, right? It was, you know, Joe Shane got made fun of and panned. And a lot of people were just, could not believe, I can't believe he said this or they did this. But I think about it, it wasn't intentional, right? This is my fear for the Hard Knocks portion. I don't think the Bills, I'd like to get your thoughts on this. What do you think about Hard Knocks being at training camp? Are you looking forward to it? Are you worried about it? Do you not like it? I'd like to get your thoughts on that before we get to Sal Mayeron at the bottom of the hour. 803-0550. What are your thoughts on Hard Knocks being at camp? Because, see, I think that this team, the Bills, are much more situated and ready for something like this than a lot of other teams in the league would be, and B, than they would normally have been maybe years ago. And the reason I say that is, let's remember that rules changed, right? You were not able to be on Hard Knocks. You were not required to be. You could not be chosen if you had made the playoffs the previous season. And that's pretty much been the Bills through our existence here with Josh Allen, other than, you know, 2018. So the Bills kind of were ineligible. So they always take teams who they're not that good. They're not making the playoffs. They're trying to build something. They have turnover. Yeah, you can't with a new head coach. I get it. So those teams, it's always tougher on them, I think. This Bills team they have now, they've been together a while. This is a veteran team. Yeah, there's some younger guys, but look at these guys that all just signed second contracts going into their fifth year. You know, going into their fourth year, like Greg Rousseau. Josh Allen, right, going into his eighth year. These are veterans on this team. They're not in the same boat as teams that have a lot of different parts and distractions going on. This is set, and on top of that, they've had the bright lights on them. They've had holiday games and Monday night games and Sunday night games and Saturday night games. I'm not worried. What concerns me in any regard about Hard Knocks is the Joe Shane piece that I talked about. Let me compare and say, Joe Shane probably did not think some of the things he said would become big stories, big headlines, or anything that happened with the Giants, right? You talk about the Saquon Barkley stuff. When all that Saquon Barkley stuff they showed with the Giants, that blew up. But I bet you there were conversations there that they never thought, oh yeah, like that'll be a big deal. But it became a big deal. That's the thing that concerns me a bit with Hard Knocks, which is there something that comes out that all of a sudden becomes a story that doesn't need to be a story, that all of a sudden becomes a distraction that shouldn't have been a distraction? That's what concerns me with Hard Knocks. Otherwise, I don't think it's a big deal for this particular team. They're kind of used to being in the spotlight. They're used to having microphones and cameras all over the place because they're a well-watched team. They have the league MVP, and he's been one of the best players and one of the league MVP candidates over the last several years. So I don't think they've had big personalities, right? Deion Dawkins, a big personality. Stephon Diggs, big personality. They've had these. So I don't think it's a big deal from that regard. But that does get me a little, and I keep forgetting, oh yeah, Hard Knocks going to be there. What's that like? And maybe at the end of Hard Knocks, you know what? I bet you that the Bills have their way. Because remember, the Bills didn't want to be on Hard Knocks, folks. That's just the fact. That Hard Knocks chose the Bills. NFL Films, HBO, they chose the Bills. The Bills didn't choose them. But there was nothing they could do about it. They got chosen. If the Bills have their way, I'm sure at the very end of it, at the end of training camp, They're hoping it's the most boring Hard Knocks you've ever watched in your life, because that means everything just went smooth. But what can happen is you get to camp and you have a James Cook situation. You have him not report. You have a hold in. You have him say something about his contract. Just say something. Maybe he's practicing in full and he's doing every drill, and then he just says something that becomes a story. Right? Like, that's the kind of thing that can happen, because that's a storyline. At WGR550.com today, I have one storyline for each offensive position and the specialists. I'll do defensive today. And to me, the biggest storyline now, headed into Wednesday, which totally will change on Wednesday and not become a storyline, maybe, is James Cook's contract. He still doesn't have a long-term deal. He's going to enter the final year of his contract. There is that chance he doesn't report. I mean, I think he's going to. He'd get fined very heavily if he didn't. But there's also a chance he does and doesn't decide to do any of the work. That would be a story. Let's just assume all that doesn't happen. He gets there. He does everything. Is there a contract extension on the horizon? It doesn't sound like it, the way Brandon Bean talked at the owners' meetings and other times. It's going to be a closely followed story. But you know what's going to happen? If, let's just put this scenario. If Cook shows up, he practices every day, he does all the work, he's in all the drills, he just goes into the final year of his deal like a lot of other guys do in the NFL. And we're not really talking about this too much during the season. Other than once in a while, oh yeah, James Cook, what kind of year is he having? Are they going to re-sign him? Like, that could happen. But all this whole storyline of James Cook kind of comes to a head on Wednesday. That's it. Once Wednesday comes, it's either a much bigger story or it's not a story at all, basically. That's what's fascinating about this. I did have to come up with a storyline for quarterback for this article. And I thought about it. Well, Josh Allen's the MVP. He just got married. That's a story. But you know what? He's Josh Allen. He's the MVP. You know what you're getting. To me, the only real storyline at quarterback is maybe a backup quarterback competition. Maybe. Is Mitch Trubisky set as the backup quarterback? Is he going to get pushed by Mike White? Remember at the end of last year, because of how the Bills had to play the roster in Week 18 and actives and inactives, and Mike White was on the practice squad, so they instead of elevated him because they couldn't do that anymore, they signed him. But they signed him to a deal that included this year as well. So he's under contract this year for 1 year, just like Mitch Trubisky. They both are for one more year. They're both about the same age, what, I think 30, 31 or 31, 32. I think 30, 31 for both these guys. If the Bills were to release Trubisky, if Mike White goes out there and says, you know, they say, you know what, we're going to roll with Mike White this year instead. I still think there's a less of a chance in that, but if they were to happen, could be financially, because the Bills would actually save $400,000 more by releasing Trubisky than releasing White. This is a team right up against the cap right now, if not a little bit over still, according to some numbers. I mean, that's $500,000 close to, you could save. It would also cost them the $1.7 in dead cap money to release Trubisky. So I think that's an interesting story there. You can check it out, WGR550.com. No doubt wide receiver is a big storyline as well. Lots of storylines at wide receiver. I think maybe one of the positions where there's more of that than anything, because you're talking top end of the position, some stories with Keon Coleman specifically. And bottom end with who's going to make the team and how guys fit in. Elijah Moore, Joshua Palmer, Tyrell Shavers, LaVisca Chenault as a kick returner, but, you know, getting a little time at wide receiver, whatever it is. Check it out at WGR550.com. In the meantime, our guy Sal Marana, he's out in Rochester, Rochester Democrat and Chronicle, also the publisher of Pinstripe People. We talk every Monday, and we have throughout this summer, mostly about the Yankees and baseball, but some Bills as well. We're going to do both when we come back, because Sal's going to be right out there in Rochester. He's covered a lot of training camps over the years. He's going to come your way after this timeout. Thanks for being with me. Glad to be back here on the radio with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.